Welcome to Roll Law America, for the law you can use and the law to amuse. We've got some great information for you today, and it's coming up in much less than a minute, but first a mandatory disclaimer. This podcast is for general information only, and is not specific legal advice for your situation. For that, you need an experienced attorney in your jurisdiction. Your listening to this podcast is your agreement and acknowledgement that no attorney-client relationship is established thereby. For 40 years in New York, I've been representing regular guys, business guys, and top-level wise guys, so this ain't my first rodeo. So saddle up and come along for today's ride. Greetings and welcome to episode 48 of Raw Law, Brave Bull, where we discuss the federal Stolen Valor Law of 2013 and the proposed New York legislation related thereto. Everybody loves a soldier, at least now they do. When your humble podcaster served 4 years active military duty back in the days of the first half of the 70s, everybody hated us. Speaking of hate, I personally hate every lying, glory-grabbing son of a bitch that pretends he served his country in uniform and those who did who are full of shit about what they did and where they were. You should hate them too because they slap all real veterans in the face. I knew one idiot who claimed he served in the regular army, but when I suggested he get VA benefits and that he should get his DD-214 to start the process, he asked me what a DD-214 was. Now, all of you who served know that this is the main piece of paper that shows when you served, what military schools you went to, and what your military occupation specialty was. But this bozo never heard of it, and you know why? He never served. He's full of shit. And a prime example of stolen valor. Another bullshit artist, the guy who I was evicting for non-payment, told me in the courtroom hall that he was a former Navy SEAL. Now, when I went to military language school, I attended with a bunch of special forces guys, and I'm familiar with the type. So I told this guy, get me a DD-214 to prove what you're saying, and I'll agree to a longer than usual stay of eviction. Guess what? Never heard from him, and he was AWOL on the next court appearance. He was a SEAL like I was a duck-billed platypus. Now, the feds passed a law in 2005, and Obama amended it in 2013, that dealt with this kind of crap. 18 U.S. Code Section 704 states, in more legal terms, that the bozos who sport fake medals with intent to obtain money, property, or other tangible benefit, and fraudulently holds himself out to be a recipient of certain combat decorations or medals, is fined under this section, imprisoned, not more than 1 year or both. Personally, I don't think that imprisonment is the proper penalty. A firing squad is. But then again, I am rather biased against these stolen valor types. In February 2021, New York proposed a bill that would create 190.24 of the penal law, where a jerk who claims military service and medals he didn't get to obtain a tangible benefit has committed a name misdemeanor, and that is also punishable by up to 1 year in a gated community with good security, but no golf course. You have to be a Class A dirtbag to commit stolen valor. And fortunately, yes, there are laws against it both federally and in many states. Okay, before I lose my temper on this podcast, I want to remind all of you with businesses and real estate investment concerns, that there is a service you can take advantage of, so listen to the following message while standing at attention. Looking for an SBA loan, a real estate loan for construction or investment acquisition, a refinancing, or while eligibility still exists, a PPP loan, then send a blank email to rawlawinfo@gmail.com. That's RAWLAWINFO, rawlawinfo@gmail.com, to get access to an application, low doc, and subprime loans available. That's rawlawinfo@gmail.com. Okay, ciao for now. And don't forget to subscribe to Raw Law. It's free, and the law you can use that you learn here might be priceless. Two new shows every week, Monday and Thursday afternoons, Eastern Standard Time. To catch up on the shows you might have missed, go to rawlawamerica.com. That's rawlawamerica.com. Talk soon.